We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. All right, we're here for one more hour. Yes, it's myself. Me, they call me Taz. I am Taz. Moose is not in. He is off today. Andrew Bogus, AB, is here. And we are coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studio. National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Covered a plethora of topics in this show so far. And we're going to hit them with you with the three, the biggest headlines of the day. And that's coming at you right now.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Agent Scott Boras speaks to the media about mega free agent Bryce Harper.
Taz, I don't think we discussed how he actually spoke to the media about free agent Bryce Harper in Vegas yesterday. There are actual press conference rooms set up in the hotel, and then they're in Mandalay Bay, where there's a stage and a desk and a microphone and chairs and TV cameras. No, Scott stood on an equipment box from one of the Washington TV affiliates in a public hallway in this hotel.
Yes.
Like old school, like Shakespearean, like orator, and just started, you know. I do declare. So all of a sudden, everyone had come rushing over, reporters, TV, other
media
members.
Dude, I didn't know that. That's what I did not know.
The public, it was like security had to come over and direct you in and out of the way because they literally put a stranglehold on this like breezeway where people couldn't get by to like go about their business, to go gamble or shop or do whatever. He was just out in the open talking about whatever he wanted to talk about. Because that's who he is.
That's smart. That's actually very smart. I did not know he did that.
It's also
that's
a little annoying.
Smart.
I mean, just go into a room and sit down.
And it is annoying. He's an annoying man, like most agents and attorneys. No offense to any agents and attorneys.
Right. You can't be him without thinking that you're awesome.
Well, you have to be because, and Bryce Harper loves that he did that. Bryce Harper, for those that don't realize, right? So Scott Boras is the agent of Bryce Harper. And Bryce Harper has been the chatter of Major League Baseball, of sports, of the winter meetings that are just about ending right now in Las Vegas. For Major League Baseball, and Bryce Harper, National League MVP at 23 years old, massive, big-time star. He's a free agent at 26 years old. And right now, Boras, the agent of Harper, is on the cusp of trying to get this guy a massive contract. Could be $300 million, could be $400 million. We're talking about insane money. Let's take a listen here to Scott Boras, the agent of Harper, talk about long-term goals in mind.
Bryce is really open to the geography. What he's really looking for is the ownership to make sure that he has every opportunity to achieve his goals, to win a world championship, to play on competitive teams as best as baseball teams can be competitive annually and all those things. So it's and obviously there's a lot of owners who believe their franchises can do that.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely got to have this guy. You got to have Bryce Harper in mind if you got the coin, or you can move some people, some players around. Let's take a listen again here to Scott Boras talking about acquiring. Where are we going? Well, let's go. Signing Harper is a great business decision. Let's go to that.
Well, I'm optimistic that Bryce Harper has such value to an owner that it would be a great business decision for them to do what they and Bryce feels necessary to reach an agreement.
And how about this classic comment here?
Give us the money.
On the Yankees, the New York Yankees and their free agency.
So, as far as the Yankees and what discussions that I and Hal and Cash have had,
Cash.
I will leave that to our own. And I would only let you know that when you're talking about star players, and I go back to Mark Teixeira. Mark Teixeira with the Yankees. The Yankees are very adept. They're smart. They're going to do something. I think they can earnestly tell you that right now they're not doing it and have every intention of doing something else when it's best for them to do it. When the nurse walks in the room with a thermometer, the issue is not the what the thermometer says that day. The issue is, what's the health of the patient when they're ready to leave the hospital? So, and they're not ready to leave the hospital yet.
How about the snickering, the guys around
you're
them
so clever.
Standing on the the Apple box, standing on the production media box. It'd be funny if he would have tripped and fell off of it.
It just crumbled.
I'll tell you what. I don't think he's going to the Yankees. I don't think Bryce is going to the Yankees. You heard Boris there. He's trying to. What he's saying basically is that the Yankees, they're not coming out and telling people that they're dialed into wanting Bryce Harper. This is kind of the overview. That's what agents do. That's what you're supposed to do. And that's the any narrative you hear from an agent or manager of a player, that's coming from the player. This is the mouthpiece of the player. The player don't want to be what we call in the wrestling business the heater. The heater is the bad guy. He don't want to be the bad guy. So let that's the agent's job. That's what he's getting 10% for. 10% of 300 mil is a lot of money, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you want to do your job well.
Yeah.
And get this done. He's right in one thing for sure, and that is the Yankees can't be counted out until Bryce Harper is signed, sealed, and delivered somewhere else. Mm. Because they will come in at the very last moment. They're not going to show their hand here early. They're not going to bid against themselves. They know that Scott will talk to them before Phillies, Dodgers, Cardinals, Nats. Right. Anything is finalized. He's going to check back in one more time with Brian Cashman. And they sit on that and can just pounce if they think it's right to go in and get him at the last possible moment. So he could be a Yankee until he's officially not.
I don't think that happens. I think if anyone's going to the Yankee of these massive names, it would be Machado, Manny Machado. That's who I think could end up being a Yankee.
Manny Machado!
I just got a feeling at Harper. I was talking to Pete the Body, Steve brought up. He thinks that
Baseball insider.
Yes, he thinks Harper's going to go to the White Sox. I think he's going to go to the Phillies. Especially with that relationship that Boris has. What did he sign that? Jake Arrieta. He represents Arrieta, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think he does.
That White Sox team is... they prove me wrong, more power to them. But I just think it's cute that they want to be involved in all of this because I just can't see either one of these two top
Pete
guys.
The Body, he's got a mic in front of his face. He has something to say. Go ahead.
I think they're out to prove something, and they might overpay for him.
I mean, and that is the difference, right? If they go, hey, well, yeah, we'll give you 10 for 400, like, oh, okay. Go there, but otherwise.
Listen, as long as Syndergaard stays with the Mets, I'm happy. Boom, here we go.
Number two.
Eagles concerned Carson Wentz won't be able to play.
Yeah, this is a shame. You know, he's got this chronic back issue here that Wentz is dealing with, and that's something that, you know, it's something that's a problem. That's a problem for a guy who is playing professional football, nevertheless a quarterback, the way he throws, how he throws. The middle of his body, the way his trunk, meaning his waist and his hips, twist when he throws the ball. The torque in that affects every little muscle and tendon in your lower back, in the middle of your back. I've had some back issues, not chronic, but all years wrestling, obviously. But and a lot of you people listening to this right now, you know, it doesn't take much to injure your back. You can hurt your back, bend it over to pick up your kid's play toy or something like that. Or if you drop your cell phone on the ground and you got to pick it up, my back! That happens to people all the time. You know what I mean? So
I make that exact noise.
Yeah, I don't think Carson Wentz is wincing like that. Pun intended.
Oh. Pun intended. There it is.
You actually got to do the drop sound to get him. Now we'll do it like for the next hour. So okay, let's start. The thing is, Wentz, it's a shame what's happening here. So, and they got to deal with the Rams. And they got to deal with the LA Rams who are coming in hot. They're coming in pissed off. And they're dealing with this defensive line led by Aaron Donald and Dominic Sue. And these guys are coming. And they're mad. And you got to go to L.A. to play them. I don't know. If Wentz can play, I wouldn't play him. Even though you're kind of in the hunt if you're the Eagles right now. I'd worry because that D-line will be all over him.
What if, and we don't know just how bad the Wentz back thing is. Maybe it's just 1 week. Maybe it's not even this weekend. But what if? What if once again a December injury leads to Nick Foles coming in and somehow rallying the Eagles, in this case, into the postseason, and then maybe staying a little longer than we thought?
Super Bowl MVP,
But here we go again with Nick Foles, maybe, probably, likely playing Sunday night against the Rams.
Yeah, well, unless they're putting him out there as a sacrificial lamb. You know what, Coach? This is Wentz. My back is tight. I think Big Nick can go deal with Aaron Donald.
So now you've got Wentz checking out of this game in fear?
Well, I'm being sarcastic. I'm joking. I don't think he would do that. But it would be funny. Oh, jeez, here we go. Well, anyway, it's the reports are it's kind of like a chronic type of back injury. So, and you know, it's not from getting hit or nothing like that. It's just from stress, from wear and tear in your body. He's a young guy too, but it can happen. It can happen. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see if he plays against the Rams. It's going to be tough sledding, especially that they know he's banged up. And then you bring in Nick Foles, you know, and you got to look at it like, well, if you are the Rams of the defense, they're going to be salivating even more. Really. But don't sleep on Nick Foles. We saw this guy do some magic this time this year.
I still lean towards sleeping on Nick Foles.
Okay. That's funny. I think a lot of people might agree with you. I don't know, dude. He kicked ass, man, for you know, going into that Super Bowl and at the Super Bowl. I mean, he really just...
He looked like Nick Foles the first two games of the season when Wentz still wasn't back yet.
And you know why? Because these defenses had real tape on him and real footage on him. And they know, you know.
No, I just think he was Nick Foles. I think last year was the aberration.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting. We'll see what happens on Sunday with the Rams and the Eagles.
Number three.
Raptors route Warriors without Kawhi Leonard.
How about that?
Something else, right?
How about that?
Golden State does the job, meaning they lost. I always break down the rest of the terms.
Take a bump, Warriors.
Wow, easy. The inside terms. You're not really, you did that a little too much yesterday. You've got to be careful. I don't want to go off the rails here. Just be careful. Borderline disrespectful. Take a bump.
To whom?
You have to earn some stripes. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my bad.
But anyway, no, it's okay.
I'll take a bump myself here.
No, it's all right. I will bump you. That means I will, well, whatever. But the thing is, the Warriors.
Oh, boy.
That's what I told you. The Warriors. I wouldn't fret if you're a Golden State Warrior fan. They're still the best of the best of the best. They held, Steph to like 10 points. I mean,
only 2 of 8 from 3 last night.
Yeah, man. And Kawhi wasn't even playing, right? So that's what's interesting, too. So the Raptors are sitting at 23-7. The Warriors are 19-10. And they did this, the Raptors did, you know, in Oakland, at the Warriors' place.
So, folks were leaving.
I know.
Like, you know what? We've been here long enough.
I know.
Fourth quarter, games out of hand. Like, this doesn't happen often. Let's go home and go get some sleep. Well, we're out.
You know, Lowry played great. He had 23. I mean, Ibaka, 20. I mean, no, they're looking good. I mean, there's no joke, the Raptors. Again, Kawhi, play. I mean, so it's interesting.
I mean, they're clearly the second best team in the NBA. And they're the best team in the East. There's no doubt about that.
Right,
and we can only hope the way things are going right now is to get this in a series over 7 games when we get to June. But, you know, the Celtics have woken up. The Sixers, normally almost unbeatable at home, got worked by the Nets last night.
Yeah.
I even texted Mikey
that's
B.
That's my team, the Sixers. I was shocked.
I know. And listen, the last thing that me and Mike want to do is have our team take your team out. But I turned the TV on.
Oh, you're a Nets fan too?
Of course.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Spencer Dinwiddie's just drilling threes in the third quarter.
Wow.
And the Nets just smoked the Sixers.
My team,
in
bro.
Philly.
No Jimmy Butler.
No.
That did help.
T.J. McConnell played.
He played well.
Yeah. Well, listen.
I got a great quote. I don't think Brad's played this in his update yet, and if he is about to,
that's
I don't care.
Can do it anyway.
So Spencer Dinwiddie last night, he had 39 points and 5 assists. He had 15 points in the third quarter, and people were saying he was playing like Steph Curry. Mm. So this is what Dinwiddie said after the game last night. If I hit 2 threes in a row, I feel like Steph. So I hit a couple of threes, and boy, I'm telling you, I felt like I was 6'3 and light-skinned. I wasn't going to stop shooting after that. Now, Mike is more in line with the Dinwiddie magic, but this is not only is he a good player, but he's a good quote, too. And this is not the first time he has said something entertaining / ludicrous.
Ludicrous. Well, coming off the bench with 39 points is impressive. I mean, you want to sit and take shots at my Sixers, that's fine. Look, Embiid played well. He had 33 points. But, you know, we didn't have Butler, like Mike said. That hurts us. But I'm annoyed that you're a Nets fan. I didn't know you were a Nets fan.
Only 10 in the second half, though, for Embiid. They controlled them with the Ed Davis.
He was rattled.
Switch.
Listen, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story here. Okay, Mike, mind your business.
All right, I'll shut up.
Oh, but you're right. He was held to 10. Yeah, so anyway, we were supposed to be talking about the Raptors.
Raptors are good. Nets are on their way to being the Raptors.
Yeah, I don't know. The Nets are 11-18.
That's right. The Nets beat the Raptors on Friday. So there's an argument. Now, the Nets in the last, 4 days have beaten, almost a week now, the two best teams in the Eastern Conference. Are the Nets then the best team in the Eastern Conference?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike here, you got.
No, they stink.
Let me ask you a question, though. So I'm going to get this straight. So you meaning Mike, meaning AB, and the gentleman who works locally here on the midday morning show.
Yes, Yvonne Roberts.
Yeah, Yvonne. He also is a Net fan, correct?
Yeah, and Billy, who works in the newsroom.
I love Billy. Billy's my friend.
Yeah, Billy's a great guy, a great brand. And the thing is, we're probably 4 of 27 fans in the whole world, and they're all right here.
No, that's not true. You guys are good. Listen.
No, there's not many of us.
Yeah. We all know each other's names.
No, it's true.
There's Ted and Mark. They live in Brooklyn.
Tanner.
Ryan Tanner.
That's the sixth Tanner came out. He's the sixth Tanner, like the sixth Beatle. What, fifth Beatle? How many Beatles were there? Four? I was into the Beatles.
Four Beatles.
Four, but there was one originally that got bumped out, right? Didn't they have like an original drummer that
he wrestled? He was an enhancement guy for ECW.
That's where he ended up.
No, that's true. He's right on that.
I used to be the Beatles
guy
drummer.
His name was,
now
yeah.
I'm
Sign Guy Dudley. Oh god! You know what he does now? By the way, Sign Guy Dudley. He actually is a big wig for what's that thing in talking about Las Vegas? In Vegas, the
Ferris wheel.
Circus du Soleil. Yeah, he's in that. He's a big shot behind the scenes. Believe it or not, Sign Guy Dudley holding up signs, telling people what to do. Spin on that thing. He holds up a sign. No, I'm joking about the sign part, but that's what he does. Yeah, no, seriously, he's got a big spot. Anyway, so there's the deal. So that's basically the deal on the what do you call it? On the biggest headlines of the day, and my Sixers got ripped here for some reason. All right, there we go. That's it. So when we come back from break here, AB and myself, we're going to get into a little topic where there's no research done, where Mikey B is going to talk about real or fake bowl games. This is going to be interesting. Now, I hope you don't know the names of some of these bowls because I didn't look. I was told, don't prep for this. Hey, tell me not to prep. I'm all in. 855-212-4227. Taz with AB sitting here. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, well, CBS Sports Radio, toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So we're going to get into real or fake bowl names. We're going to get quizzed. Myself and AB sitting in for the Moose. We're going to get quizzed by the producer of the show, the Big Mike, and then we have the Big Brad here doing his update. Brad Heller, welcome to Taz and the Moose with AB sitting in for Mark Melusis.
The Big Brad, thank you.
The Big Brad Heller.
Travis Heller.
Yes, Big Brad. Big Brad Heller. That's you, you're a big tall man, which, you know, yes, tall man. Bradford Heller. What's the other one I called him yesterday? There was another one.
Robin.
Yeah. That one stuck.
Yeah, no, it stuck with both you guys. You're both at the same time. Robin!
Yeah. Well, both you said Heller. It before. That reminded me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robin Heller.
I got to change my fantasy team name. Heller.
You could look like. Yeah. You know the name of his fantasy team on the show, right?
No.
Tell him.
Connor Benji Heller.
What an honor. None of those are anything close to my actual name, but what an honor.
I love sports.
I mean, Heller is.
Yeah. Well, I meant the first.
It's not a good team, so there's also that.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess the Robin.
Is that a surprise?
I guess the Robin Heller wasn't recorded yesterday. All right, anyway.
What is Pete doing back there?
Yeah, well, he's looking at wrestling magazines. I don't know what he's doing.
And that's your fault.
Get lost.
Get lost.
He could be subtly
Leave
very
me alone.
Funny.
Yeah.
Get lost.
Get lost.
There's another saying I don't think I could say in the air, but I could tell people to get, but I won't do that. You, meaning Pete, because you're annoying me. Heller, please, do your update. I'm very busy here. Let's go.
All right, this report's brought to you by the YMCA. The YMCA committed to opportunities for all in the belief that no one should be defined by the zip code they're born into. Support your local Y at YMCA.net/for a better us. A bunch of teams adding pitchers at the winter meetings, all these according to multiple reports. Joe Kelly to the Dodgers. For 3 years and $25 million, Jerry Samilia gets 3 years and $30 million to go back to the Mets. Those are the same numbers we're seeing for Lance Lynn's deal with the Texas Rangers. The Nationals trading pitcher Tanner Roark to the Reds for fellow righty Tanner Rainey. Meanwhile, even though the Yankees have all but ruled out signing Bryce Harper, his agent Scott Boras says don't believe what you hear.
The Yankees are very adept. They're smart. They're going to do something. I think they can earnestly tell you that right now they're not doing it and have every intention of doing something else when it's best for them to do it.
He sounds more sports like such an annoying guy.
Yeah, holding court. Yeah, it's just
annoying.
Like he knows everybody wants to hear what he has to say.
But that's the guy you want represent you, the annoying pain in the ass. You know, you want that guy. Really. I had an agent one that was good, but I hated this guy. I hated him. I hated I had to pay him every quarter, any percentage of my money, my earnings of wrestling. And Brad, I made a lot of money. A lot.
Oh, I'm sure.
I digress. Can't continue.
NBA Kawhi Leonard missed the second straight game with his bruised hip, but once again, it didn't matter for the Raptors, even against the defending champs.
Steph, step back, far side, high off glass, missed the shot, and Monroe tips the ball to himself. Lowry, ahead to a cutting right, turns around, passes out to a wide open. Miles, three, busted. C.J. Miles has the Raptors leading by 23.
Eric Smith called it Raptors Radio Network. The final margin was 20-113-93. The Raptors snapping the Warriors' four-game winning streak. They also sweep the season series. Kyle Lowry, 23 points and 13 assists. But Jonas Valanciunas dislocated his thumb in this one. Steph Curry, just 10 points on 3 of 12 shooting. The Celtics won their seventh straight. They beat the Wizards in overtime, 130-125. Kyrie Irving scored the final 12 points of the game for Boston. He finished with 38. Pacers have won five straight, 113-97 over the Bucks. Victor Oladipo was back after missing 11 games with a sore knee. He had a double-double. Anthony Davis, 44 points, 18 rebounds. Pelicans held off the Thunder, 118-114. The Mavericks made it 11 straight home wins, 114-107 over the Hawks, and they're expected to get Dirk Nowitzki back tonight. He's reportedly going to make his season debut.
You in a rush?
In Phoenix. Am
I? You seem like you're talking very fast.
Oh. Sorry. I didn't realize I was.
I was just asking.
Okay.
Continue.
I know you guys got a lot of stuff to get to, so I'm just trying to get through everything.
Oh, you're so kind.
That's a fair point.
I love sports.
Okay. I understand.
I'm enjoying his pace.
Nice pace.
Well, there you go.
Rapido, rapido.
NFL news. The Ravens are sticking with rookie Lamar Jackson at quarterback, even though Joe Flacco is now healthy, coming off the hip injury. The Eagles might not have Carson Wentz Sunday night against the Rams because of a back injury. First place in the AFC West on the line tonight. It's week 15, kicks off in Kansas City, the Chiefs and the Chargers. Hockey, the Blackhawks ending their 8-game losing streak. They beat the Penguins 6-3. The Golden Knights, a 3-2 win over the Islanders in Brooklyn.
Mm.
Gentlemen.
Hi, Brad, great seeing you, pal. See you
always
later.
Always a pleasure.
Oh, you
until
liar.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, Brad, hello. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. All right, so anyway, so we got, have a good one. We got, what do you call it? We got the bowls, fake or real bowl games. There's a lot of bowl games that you people know. College football we're talking about, if you're not paying attention. And there's a lot of different names, different bowls, different games, this and that. So Mikey B had this idea. He's a steam producer, as you know, AB. Very smart guy, and he's very innovative. And
him?
That's not true.
Yeah, Mikey B, Mike Bisseglia. Yeah, he is. No, I love Mike. I love the work he does. So does Moose.
Do you prefer Mikey B or the Kingsman? What should I call
that's
you?
That's not right.
You can call me...
Jeez. Just please.
Shower with Kingsman. Me.
I'm just trying to put the guy over. I'm just trying to keep him positive.
Not
that's
allowed.
All I'm trying to do. That's my job here.
Dueling tweets.
Listen, do you not realize my job here is to keep everyone positive, and I'm all about the PMA? You know what the PMA is?
No, I only know PDA.
Positive mantra.
Close.
Positive association.
Brad, you can listen to this on your way out because you stayed here for another 10 minutes for some reason off mic. But anyway, a PMA is positive mental attitude. Brad, remember that. Positive mental attitude. PMA.
Shut up.
PMA. PMA.
And that's your job to make that?
The realm here on this show is me. That Brad just walked. That guy hates me.
There's nothing positive about Brad's mental attitude
right
now.
Bro, he doesn't like me.
No, he doesn't like anybody.
You know, whatever. If he wants to knuckle up on the street, we'll go. You sign a release, I'm ready. I'll fight him right now.
What if they don't?
I can't fight because I'm not getting sued. So as long as you sign a release, I'll fight you.
You have a lot of pre-qualifications. Sign a release.
I have good lawyers.
So. declaw, tranquilizer. I'll fight a lion. If it's dead, I'll fight it.
Well, cut off your hands.
You tie those claws together. I'll fight that lion.
There's qualifiers for everything. All right, let's do the bowls because Mike is ready. He's been sitting on this all week. Do we have an open? Do we have a fancy open for this? There you go.
Fancy Jones.
Yesterday, I think, was Bob Barker's 95th birthday.
I'll follow under. Who cares? All right, go ahead. So what do we got, Mike?
All right, so I'm going to say a bowl. You'll guys say if it's real or fake. I'll start with you, Taz, and then we'll go to Bogus second. Right. Then we'll go to Taz third, and then we'll go back to Bogus
by
fourth,
the way,
et cetera.
I have to say this, because, you know, we're transparent on the show.
Yeah.
And this...
I'm not wearing underwear.
This music that came out of nowhere that I said, we have an open. I didn't know it was this. I don't think Pete knew it was this. And he runs the board.
Is this Wayne Newton?
I don't know what it is, but it's awesome.
King
That's
what
I want to say. And it just came out of nowhere. No, it's just boom, right in. All right, guys, hit me with it.
All right, Taz, here's your first bowl. Is this real or fake? the Jared Jeweler Birmingham Bowl.
Now, hold on a second. Jared, as in, I read this problem. J-A-R-E-D. Jared, like in the famous jewelry company.
That's, yes.
This is a real bowl.
You are correct.
Yeah! Very competitive, baby.
That
I'm
is,
winning one to nothing.
Wake Forest and Memphis. All right, this one's for you, Mr. Bogus.
Bring it on, Mikey B.
It is the Cheez-It Bowl.
I'm going to go with that being fake. That is not a real game.
TCU and Cal will be participating in the
Cheez-It Bowl.
Man.
In what beautiful city is the Cheez-It Bowl?
Didn't write it down.
That would be Wisconsin. Someone in Wisconsin. Cheese.
All right, Taz.
But Cheez-It is a thing.
I know, Cheez-It's little crackers. They're also a great brand. All right, here we go.
The Toomey Ink Bowl.
Wow. Now the pressure's on with this song. Say the name of it again. Could you lower the music a little? Could you play it again, please? I mean, could you say it again?
The Toomey Ink Bowl.
Toomey the Bag Company?
Okay, you know what, AB? Did I talk during your... Just keep your mouth closed. I'm thinking. You know what I mean? I'm trying to think, bro. I mean, really, it's just a tough question. The Toomey Ink Bowl. Toomey like Larissa, Marissa Tomei or Toomey?
No, it's a brand. It's a company.
French.
Is there a time limit?
Yes, 8:54.
All right, I'm going to go... Well, I'm winning right now 1-0 here. So I'm going to go with... This is not real.
Correct again?
Yeah! Yes! I just broke my headphones. Yes! Like I won something new. I'm excited.
Just for those of you scoring at home, the Cheez-It Bowl is in Arizona. It used to be the Insights.com Bowl and the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl. Also the Motel 6 Cactus Bowl. Now it's the Cheez-It Bowl, played at the home of the Diamondbacks. Back to you, Mike.
You keep chewing while you're on my show. I co-host. Tell you what's going to happen.
I did the moose thing. When he gets angry, he just backs up and eats breakfast. That's what I did.
That's funny. All right.
All right,
I'm winning,
Bogus,
what,
5-0?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is the Hyundai Sun Bowl.
That's real.
Oh, God. Could you give the guy a layup anymore, Mr. Nets fan?
Yeah, he was struggling.
Yeah, that was like a layup. All right, so I'm winning 2-1. I'll keep score. That's okay, guys. Okay, continue.
The Netflix Bowl.
There's no more info, just the Netflix Bowl.
It's a company you can use to stream videos.
I know
videos.
What Netflix okay. is, jabroni.
Great original programming like Glow.
The Netflix Bowl is a fake bowl, sir.
Right again?
Boom! Come on! 3-0. I'm up. You go.
The Home Depot Bowl.
You're trying to get this guy to make a comeback. That's a layup. You have to actually think about that, Mr. Play-by-Play?
That's not real.
That is fake as well.
Told you. All right. I thought it was real. All right, so 3-1. The human suplex machine
3-2.
Is winning. 3-2. Oh, wait.
I've gotten the last two correct.
I love football.
All right, here we go.
All right, the next one for you is the Dollar General Bowl.
Who's in it? Wow. Now
I can't reveal that.
I know that.
Because
see, now
it could
here's
be
the
real
problem.
Or fake.
Here's the problem. AB's making a comeback. I'm going to say that's a. Golly gee. That's a real bowl.
Correct again.
Yeah, boy. Come on. What do you say, Haas? You're losing 4-2, punk. Come on.
The
Rocket. A little bit of a sore winner, sorry.
The Rocket.
This guy's eating seven courses. I feel like I'm sitting next to Moose. This guy's eating. He's got turkey legs out. I don't know what he's doing. He's eating rice pilaf. He's got sweet potatoes, yams. Sucking yams down. I can't continue.
Oh, no.
But wait a minute. Hold on. I want to defend AB here. Is it the Quicken Loans Bowl?
There is a Franklin American Mortgage Bowl that's real, and there might be a Quicken Bowl as well.
I think there's Quicken.
I think there is a
Rocket Mortgage. Quicken Loans is awesome. I love them.
I mean, how many more rounds do we have?
I might just have one left.
So I lost. I can't catch Chaz.
Hey, dude, you keep eating that granola bar like it's 1986 and you're Burt Reynolds, you're gonna be chewing gum and eating soup like it's a hard meal. If you know what I'm getting at, what I'm going to do to your
teeth.
My
bad.
Yeah. Threatening the guy on a regular basis. Come on, Mike.
The Red Box Bowl.
Peel off is chewy.
What's this? Wait a second. It don't matter if I get it right or wrong. I've won the game.
Exactly. But if you want a perfect score and go down in all-time history.
Good point. What's the name of this bowl?
What did I say here? The Red
it's
Box.
A fake bowl.
The Red Box Bowl. Nah, the Red Box Bowl is real.
You got
wow.
me. See what he did?
You know what, though? That's
you
smart.
Got me. Good. You got me.
Cover your tracks a little bit. Taz wins, but not a perfect score. The perfect score would have led to too many questions, like, did Taz have the questions already? Was it called a work? Was it a work? But now you go 4 for 5. Seems more logical. Now that the work questions are off the board.
And I didn't know. Mike and I really never talk.
That's true.
And I will say, if I would have had a perfect score, I could tell you this. The next time I work with Moose, some point in 2019, I would have put that in his face.
Mm.
Big time.
Andrew still has one left.
Let's do this with Moose next Tuesday.
Okay, that's fine.
Same questions for me.
The Publix
I am the Moose.
Supermarket of Florida Bowl.
That is true. That's a real game.
Wow. That is made up, but it's a great supermarket.
But who would be in that if it was? It
depends on the seasons the teams had.
Yeah. Tell you what, talking about college football, I feel bad for our friend Ed Foley that he didn't get that head coaching job. Diaz got it for Miami. Temple job. I feel bad about
I'm
that.
Chewing again. Who am I? I felt bad. I didn't want to burst your bubble yesterday. You guys had such an immediate connection and a deep bond, the two of you.
Diaz was getting a job?
I knew that he wasn't getting it.
Really?
Yeah, the article was that morning in Philadelphia said that it was Diaz and...
I don't remember the other guy's name.
Somebody
yeah,
else down to the
either.
Two of them.
Yeah, Ben, hello.
No, it wasn't Ben or Robin or Bob, any combination of those names. But yeah, I knew it wasn't going to be Ed, but I didn't want to break your heart immediately.
Imagine you would have said that
you
to
have
Ed
yesterday.
Earl Hirschheimer.
Well, I remember I asked him the question about, like, how do you do this?
Yeah.
Like, are you in charge? Do you do things your way? Do you just continue what they were doing? And I said, because I almost said, you're not going to be the head coach. Like,
could
I just
you imagine
out,
you did that, bro?
So I was like, you know, and we don't know what the future holds. So I caught myself.
Say that to a guest.
I mean, first of all, I assume he knew yesterday that he was just the coach for the bowl game.
Well, he was in a great mood.
Want to go home, go home.
He's the man. Excuse me. He's the man.
Then we're going down there to ball out. That's it.
Diaz now, he's not taking over right away, though, right? So I didn't read the thing.
No, Ed's the coach for Shreveport.
You can't
break that up.
No, you got to have
Shreveport
that coach.
Shreveport wouldn't let you.
This is going to be Ed's natty championship. This is like the Super Bowl for Ed Foley.
I would think he's just going to stay in Shreveport and take some kind of municipal job and just, you know, that, or maybe work in the po' boy fireworks. Oyster store that he talked about.
Yeah, he definitely. And listen to Meek Mill as he's doing that. He loves the Meek Mill. I saw stuff on the Twitter. He really is into Meek Mill's music. Anyway. All right, come up next. We got the undercard, ladies and gentlemen. Sit tight. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Taz and the Moose. Just talking away. Beats all you ever heard talking smack since the day they was born. Flapping their gums day after day. Well, there's all about the pride and there's also nationwide. Taz and Moose talking them sports. Bros yapping a while the rooster crows. Oh, it's Taz and the Moose.
I love this part right here.
Flapping their gums.
Yeah.
Day after day, they're all about pride.
Listen.
And they're also
nationwide.
That's Taz and the Moose.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, good job.
Taz and the Moose.
So Denzel Ward, concussion, J.C. Tretter, ankle, have yet to practice this week, but putting their status in doubt for Saturday against the Broncos, for the Broncos, I should say. Aside from water, salt is one of the most common food ingredients we consume. And that's no accident. Sodium is required to make every cell in your body function. Everything is better with a little salt. Find out why at littlesalt.org. So I'm going to need actually some salt because got the big Christmas party coming up soon at the Casa. Big, big blast we do, AB. Big party. A lot of people at this thing. And, really, all sorts of friends and family.
Guys. Yeah, yeah.
And anyway,
strangers.
I might need some salt because I'm thinking of different drinks. That usually we pick one theme drink. So if we go with the margarita, you know, some kind of a holiday margarita, like a cranberry margarita type, then you got to salt the gimmick, the rim, right? Some say sugar, you say salt. I say margarita, you say salt. And maybe like a punch, some kind of a punch bowl, maybe with some Jack Daniels in, some JD, great brand.
Yeah.
Maybe just load that up in there with some root beer. Nothing screams the holidays like root beer and Jack Daniels.
It's an interesting combination.
Like, or, I mean, I'm thinking about more cranberry. Like more cranberry juice.
I think that's good.
What kind of liquor would you
I'd be in? More open to helping you if I was invited to this amazing party.
We're capped. We're capped at 220 people.
Yeah, no, I understand. There's always a list and there's always a ceiling. And maybe next year I'll get, you know, in the top 200.
Bro, I'm ready to build a second extension on the side house. Mm. We have two houses. We have the house and we have the side house.
Right. Oh,
that's so cool.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. So I'll send you a picture.
Did anybody from here make the cut?
Billy, I think.
I'm parking cars.
Yeah, but they're making Billy dress as an elf.
Nobody.
And hand out gifts.
Nobody. Yeah, nobody here will be anywhere near anything I own. But yeah, so I'm trying to think of what I thought maybe you guys would spitball with me on an idea of a drink.
I like
not much spitball.
Maybe a Cosmo that has cranberry involved. You need a little Absolut.
Cosmo. I might be drinking this juice with my men friend.
That's fine.
I got men friends.
Now, there is, Taz, on a serious note.
Who drinks Cosmos anymore?
Mike.
1987?
It came up in Google. Leave me alone.
Men. What's that?
Jack Daniels, already mentioned. Great brand. Have a, like, winter.
It's called Winter Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, there's also Apple Cider Jack Jones. That's not the real name, but it's something like that. Yeah, so Winter Jack, I like it, too. You know what you do with that Winter Jack, bro? You put a little bit of that in some cider.
Some root beer?
No. Okay. Apple cider, heat it up.
Yes.
But you don't heat up the wintry Jack because you kill the alcohol.
See, but I have it, and the bottle says you can heat this up and serve it warm.
Well, I've put like a shot of it in cider. So maybe you're right. You ever have sake? You're not really well-traveled. Yeah. Oh, you are? Okay. Sake is a Japanese beverage that when you drink
sake. They have it in America.
Okay, I know they do, bro. I know. When you drink sake, it's hot, so you don't taste the alcohol. First time I had sake, I got bombed. I was in Tokyo, and I probably had...
Is that in Japan?
I probably had 5 or 6 shots of... And I drank it like it was
Kool-Aid. And you had no
Kool-Aid.
Idea. Yeah.
I'm like, I was a young kid. You know, I'm sitting over there in Japan. I'm like, you know, 15, wrestling. You know what I mean? And I'm doing shots of sake. Yeah, drink it up. The old-timers are telling me. And because when it's hot and warm, you don't taste the alcohol. Well, then about 20 minutes later, I'm like... I'm like sleeping on a sushi table with no shoes on. You know what I mean?
That was nice.
Were they eating the sushi off you?
Yeah. This guy.
It's a tazzable.
Be careful when you drink something that's warm that has alcohol in it. But anyway, back to the Christmas party. Yeah, so I'm thinking of a good drink. I don't know. Any ideas?
Do you have to serve Pete's the drink or just make it?
Pete has something.
Rheingold.
Old school.
Some Rheingold
beers. Yeah. No,
Are you the bartender or
no,
you're just making it?
I have a staff that serves it, but make it. No, I make it because then it's like, Taz made this. Everybody claps. Yeah. And then they serve it.
So you make those people clap for you, too.
Yeah.
Like really
we have a sign that says applause in our den. It's a big neon sign in orange and black. It says applause.
Which house?
Yeah, with my logo on. The West House.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So, and then, that's what we do. So I'm trying to think of which one. I think more cranberry, right? What do you guys think?
I think cranberry is a great idea.
And what would you do? Tequila in it?
No.
What? No, you could do no.
I don't know. That sounds disgusting.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not wintry enough. Cranberry by itself is not wintry enough.
No, but
enough.
Listen,
wintry.
Patron, another great brand. Mm. Seriously, if you put a lime Patron in a cranberry, GTS it. You know what GTS is, right? Google that
stuff.
If you GTS it. Patron Lime, check it out, Mike, seriously. Oh, you too, what's your name? AB. Check it out.
Moose.
And tell me what it says. And I think it's Patron Lime, I've had it, with cranberry. And then you also put a little triple sec in there. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
There you go. Good. Put a little triple sec in there, bro. Orange, like an orange liqueur, triple sec, you're familiar.
Yes.
AB, you're a big drink, I could tell. You know all these beverages.
I mean, I've heard of them. I don't I don't regularly drink them.
I've heard of them. I don't know if I... Pete, what is your drink of choice?
Reingold. He wasn't kidding.
Reingold, actually.
He's a Peels guy.
I'm a big wine guy. I like Pinot Noir.
I could see the guy next to me whining a lot.
I like Pinot Noir, but really? If I want a mixed drink, I'll get a little vodka soda, a little bit of right. rum and coke. You know,
will there be Captain a Ginger? Signature cocktail at your wedding?
There will be. It's a very interesting thing. We decided to do something simple. Bridget likes Coors Light, so it's going to be Bridget's Coors Light Delight, and mine's going to be Pete's Pinot Noir.
You're joking about that, right?
No, that's the signature drink.
Instead of
something
really
sugary. At that
point, I got to tell you, now I'm really sad I'm not coming to the wedding after hearing that.
Well, you can still come. There's time. It hasn't happened yet.
No, I think they're sold out.
Yeah, we are.
I went on StubHub to get tickets.
You need a couple of waiters, though.
That secondary market for Pete's wedding is crazy.
Bro, I come in for waiter drills. You want me to be a waiter? You better up the money. You're taking out 3 or 4 mortgages on your house. Pete, what's your drink of choice, please? Come on, I don't have time. Come on.
I don't know if I have one. So on the spot, I don't know if I have one. I like beer. It's good.
Okay, thanks. Sir?
I like a Golden Monkey.
Oh, I own a bottle of Golden Monkey. I know
good,
exactly
it gets
that.
You toasty.
Do you ever have a monkey shoulder?
No, I have not. I've had a sour monkey.
Shocking. Sir?
I like Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke's
yeah.
good. Believe it or not, I'm a gin and tonic guy, old school.
Gin's the worst.
G&T.
No, I like gin and tonic. Yeah, I like a little gin and tonic. Yeah, I do. I like a little gin and tonic, a little Bombay Sapphire.
Your friend Boomer yelled at me at the holiday party on Monday for drinking anything with Jack Daniels.
It was a holiday party?
It was.
Monday.
There were emails.
I'm glad I was. I didn't see the emails.
Would you have come back into the city if
no way in hell.
Right, okay. So.
Unless they're going to pay me.
They weren't.
We had to pay, give Taz a payday to come to the wedding. All right, on the card. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Taz and the Moose present the Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
Here we go.
Who do you think the top searched athlete on Google was?
Wow. My first instinct, just to answer that, I don't know what you're going to say, bro. I would say LeBron. I don't know why. I just think that's LeBron James. What do you think, dude?
Conor McGregor.
I was going to say Conor Heller. That would be funny. Conor Heller.
It's actually Tristan Thompson.
Really?
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Why?
I think the Khloe connection helps.
Kardashian. As a line used to be said on this show, yes. Remember that used to be said?
Yeah, so we're all doomed.
All right. Next. Next!
I love football.
Now, Shaquille O'Neal said that his 2000 to 2002 Lakers could beat the Warriors of now. I'm not going to ask you who you think could win because I don't think... the point is, do you like when former players say, our team could have beaten that team, when
no.
there's actually no way to answer the question?
Right, I don't like it at all. No, I it's funny you said, someone just did this with wrestling. There's a wrestler in Scotland or Glasgow over there, and he's doing like my polls with the arms folded. Someone said, you're trying to beat Taz, you're not as good as Taz. He's like, well, we'll never know. Well, yeah, we'll never know, dude, because you're 20 years younger than me. I mean, yeah, so I don't like this. And I probably still could whoop his ass when I'm 20 years older than him.
If he signs a release.
He's got to sign a release.
Yeah.
Next!
Ooh,
you're right. Good point.
Did Andrew have a thought on it?
They're stupid debates. But Adam Ottavino would strike out Babe Ruth.
Did Andrew have a thought on it? That's his way of... That I just blew right by you.
It's okay. The final one from me, Mike Zimmer's daughter says that he's lost 16 pounds because of stress. He's the coach of the Vikings. When you go through stress, do you gain or lose weight?
Oh, I gain weight. I just eat tons and tons of food, and then I just go to the gym and train, do shrugs and lat pull downs.
Same.
All right, listen, we appreciate everybody who called the show. Tiki Barber as our guest coming on. Thanks, Teek. And Pete, great job. Mike, great job. AB, thank you. So we'll be back tomorrow for AB. I'm Taz. You're not. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.